Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast.
With me, Danny Beard.
And me, DJ Billy Andrew.
It's our sloppy seconds.
Extra special weekly release.
Ooh, just for you, our sexy listener.
And it's Monday. I'm feeling great.
I'm feeling groovy for this Monday morning.
Oh, yeah. Same.
Morning.
If you want to get in touch with us, share your British confessions, your dirty dilemmas, your funny stories or anything else, camp, crazy old cuckoo, get in touch by sending us a WhatsApp message, text us, voice note us, go absolutely fucking wild. DM us on Instagram at Gossip Gaze Pod or fill in our gorgeous, sexy, seductive form.
Ooh,
it's gorgeous. Head over to this episode's description to find out more. Now, hello, everybody. We've got Sam.
Hello.
We've got Lily May.
Hi.
Joining us on this Brucey bonus as they do.
As if they didn't get enough airtime on Thursday.
Fucking bastards. Actually, turn their mics off. It's all about us. Our
Welcome
show, not
to the
yours.
Gossip buys, everyone.
I'm in control of the mics and I can turn you guys
turn
down.
Turn them louder. Make us louder.
Right, well, you won't.
Make me
swear. No one would be here if it weren't for us, so shh.
All right, Danny Billy invented being gay.
Have you all got your Manchester Pride tickets?
I have got none.
You've got, well, we got...
But I've got an artist one.
Yes, because we're there. I'm really excited for Pride. I've actually been planning my sets that I'm going to be doing.
Already?
On the main stage. I've already been planning them.
Wow.
Got some really cool remixes.
Oh, piss off, you're lying.
On my mum's...
You're doing showbiz chat now, I know you are.
On my mum's heart.
Oh, really?
On my mum's dicky heart.
Oh.
I am. I've got a Pride 2 playlist. I've got a Pride 1 playlist that I've been using for a couple of years. I add songs to it, but I've got a Pride 2, which is specifically for this year.
Amazing.
That's Can't exciting. Win. I think this is actually going to be my first Manchester Pride because I'm usually like really put off by just large crowds. So I think like going
backstage in... baby.
I know, you're going to be in the VIP tent with us, darling.
Exactly. And that's
be all Gok one and a couple of and we'll all be fab.
I'm actually excited for
I'm actually excited for Lily May to see my show.
You've never seen a Danny Beard show?
Oh, it's camp.
It's interesting, actually. Maybe I have, because when I...
Not a recent one. I'm much better these days.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, a long time ago, I don't know if we actually mentioned this, but I may have edited this out previously, but I interviewed Danny for a university project years ago, and he was in GAY, and he did a little performance after that.
GAY?
Wow.
Manchester?
Yeah.
On that sound system?
Oh my God, it's like a fucking old karaoke machine in there.
It's like a Casio keyboard.
Anyway, but I'm looking forward to the new show.
It's good, what, isn't it good?
Honestly,
it was good, wasn't it, Sam?
Obsessed with it last year.
Thank
and actually,
you, Sam.
I have a friend.
I cried last year.
Yeah.
It was so good. Oh, because me, you were in the pit.
Yeah.
And as well, I had a friend, Abby.
So egotistical, look at this.
No, I have a friend, Abby, works with Pride.
Yeah.
And she was blown away. Like, she became a bit obsessed with you. And she was working with, like, all the artists that year, and you were her fave. Like, she was obsessed.
I love that.
Yeah, so suck on that, Natasha Bedingfield.
Although,
eat
Abby did
my
not
ass, that. Jake. What was he called?
Cheers.
He was great.
Eat my cornhole.
Really, he was great. But as soon as he finished, the crowd were like, Danny. I was like, are they chanting my name?
To be indeed.
They're fucking chanting my name. It was so cute. But yeah, we're super, super excited. One thing that got me excited though in the last week was our favorite dragon
Sarah Dees,
who I may have slagged off aircraft.
Can I just say, we weren't slagging the people off Stacey Solomon nor Sarah Davis. We love them both equally.
And we are avid non-misogynists, I would say.
Anti-misogynists.
Anti-misogynists.
Feminists.
Feminists, thank you.
Yeah.
You got upset because someone was like, what gives me the ick is two men slagging off women.
I would never slag off a woman.
I wouldn't, unless it was my mum and she pissed me off.
Exactly. My mum's the only one I'd ever slag
off.
But we were slagging off she replied to us. She got involved in the conversation.
Sarah got involved in the convo. I went on TikTok, and people can do stories there now. Hmm. I mean, sorry, newsflash, I'm old.
Yeah.
And I saw my face on her TikTok and thought, what the fuck? I clicked on it and it's me. You know what gets me? Crap crafts. And I was like, oh shit. But she put loads of crying laughing faces.
Yeah, so she commented on our video as well, saying clearly you don't want to do a collab then, lol, or something, didn't
she? Yeah, we will actually.
I would love to join forces with Sarah Davies in any capacity.
She's my favourite dragon. So much warmth, so much heart.
She's got heart. She's northern.
She's northern. She's funny.
Apparently she owns Hobbycraft.
She owns Hobbycraft?
She is the Hobbycraft CEO.
No.
Somebody said that in the comments. I've not fact checked it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not.
I mean, you guys called her the Queen of Crafts in the video.
Yeah, she is.
She is, though.
She is, though.
I would love to get her on and get her to make you do some crap crafts.
She's also the Queen of Telly Shopping. She's got all the contacts in the telly shops.
Yeah. I would love to, that was for a period of my life in uni when I did TV presenting in uni. I was like, I'd love to work on QVC.
You'd be great on it, I think.
I think I'd be really good at it.
We used to...
It's their skill. Remember when we used to watch it?
We used to watch it, like, because when I...
Going vertical! We broke down on the way to a gig once, to London. We were going to London.
Yeah, go on.
Me wheel popped, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I had to cancel the gig. I was in full face. I had to FaceTime the venue so they knew I weren't lying. I was like, I'm on the side of the motorway, look at my wheel! In my face.
Yeah, popped wheel.
And I was like, I'm not driving all the way back home. We booked a cheap hotel in Birmingham because we were literally right near Birmingham.
Uh-huh.
Was I doing Birmingham the next night?
You were doing them, yeah, the next night. So we decided to stay over again. And then we just sat in and watched QVC and got cheesy chips or something. Mm-hmm. It was fab. I love QVC. I actually...
We laughed our chips off
it. I was once chatting to somebody on Tinder...
No.
Who was a tele shopping presenter.
I know who he is.
Gay as hell. Looked like Dale Winton, but younger version.
No, I don't know.
Orange, big up hair, probably a bit of glitter spray in it.
a slogan t-shirt.
For sure. And I thought, I'm going to watch him on the tele shopping, and he was cringe as hell.
Aww.
Oh, it really put me off him.
Oh, what I know.
That's sad.
They
are
cringe though, but I like that. And I think it's a real skill to be able to sell... patio furniture and make it sound like it's a fucking 5-in-1 camper van.
For sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a skill.
It's a skill, and I take me out of tier, but I do. Did make me
And thank you for Sarah for getting us involved, because she shared us to our millions of followers, and we actually really appreciated that.
Yeah, we do. Thank you, Sarah Davies.
Thank you, Sarah Davies. What a queen.
Should we see what the listeners have been saying?
What have they been saying?
This is from Hayden, he, him. Hiya, Danny, Billy, and the Gothic Gays squad.
Squad. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All my ladies all across the world, listen up, we're looking for recruits.
Absolutely love the pod. Each episode, you just keep getting better and better.
Do we?
Well, we should. We're 200 and fucking odd episodes 5 years in, darling. I hope we're all right
Stuck
now.
Stuck as a hot minute.
Yeah. Not really a confession, but this week marks 4 years since the pandemic and going into lockdown. Looking back, what were your highs and lows from that period of time?
Lows were low.
Do you think we've become better people since the pandemic? Lots of love.
Ooh. No.
Quite a deep question.
Deep.
You know, I mean, one thing...
You look stressed, Sam, about this question.
No, I don't know why I wasn't. I had a very vivid memory then. And the nice part is I specifically remember us doing live shows over lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
For the Gossip Gays.
We did.
And I really enjoyed that. I thought that's quite nice. And the reason I got really stressed is because then I just had like this vivid memory of me holding up items to my laptop camera so you guys could guess if they were big or smaller than average dick sizes or whatever game we were playing.
We were bored.
I just got like secondhand embarrassment. First-hand embarrassment is something I did.
Is this bigger than a dick from Brazil?
Yeah.
Well, like, we...
you got so into it.
Yeah.
But that would be my high and low. That moment. Wow.
To be fair, we both had no work. Actually, Sam, did you have any work at that time?
It was a tough time, no.
Yeah, we were all on our asses.
I had a bit of money saved pre-lockdown. I was like in a good place. Yeah, and then like, exactly halfway through lockdown, I was like, shit.
No money. And then you got to get on the COVID
lines. I was on the fucking celebrity jungle diet. I was on like rice and beans.
Yeah.
And then I worked on the 119 COVID lines.
And I got a job at Direct Line, which I nearly didn't come back from. Yeah, I nearly got lost into the world of corporate.
I was like, what are you doing?
They sucked me in.
You were stressed during that time. Yeah. You were like...
And I worked a lot because there were loads of overtime as well. So I worked loads.
You just
I was worked, on the
worked, worked, and you
I like... was good at the job as well.
Yeah, you were.
I actually got semi-promoted while I was there.
Yeah. But I mean, that's how they get you. I got promoted on the 119 COVID line.
Oh, right. Okay.
I was like, oh, what's it entail? Well, you have to run the whole team.
Yeah.
And you get an extra 50p an hour.
Literally, yeah.
And I was like, you're taking the piss.
They sucked me in. Actually, you taught me out of it, and thank you for that.
I didn't talk you out of it. I just laid it on the table, like.
Yeah. To be fair, they were giving me all
hours, and I was like, Billy, you can work 3 nights a week and earn 3 times what you're earning to work 5 days a week.
Yeah. It didn't make sense.
Yeah, but where am I going to go? What am I going to do? What's my future? And yeah. I was like, same could be applied if you wanted to any job.
I could be stuck just doing Direct Line the rest of my life. Yeah, sure.
And but it did give me a whole new appreciation.
Oh, same.
For people that work, certainly in call centres and on the call lines. It was a hard job for me.
Mm.
It wasn't a hard job, but at first for me, it was hard to get my head around. And I just didn't like that front-facing... almost customer servicey type of role, because in my job, I meet public all the time and they're all lovely.
Yeah.
Complimentary, couldn't be nicer, most people. I'm meeting the same people on this and they're kicking off.
You meet the worst of the worst on the call centre line.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And I had to remember asking a question how people identified, and so many people would kick off and be transphobic and it would piss me off.
Yeah, they would.
And then I just became more awkward on the line.
For sure, yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry, your nearest centre's not for 57 miles now. What a shame.
Your nearest centre's Australia, yeah. Actually, unfortunately.
Oh, you're going to die of COVID.
yeah, it was a weird time.
So what are you saying? That actually, when they look at the figures, that the numbers of transphobes dying from COVID will be higher than any other kind of group, thanks to you?
Single-handedly taking down the transphobes.
And maybe what I'm doing is over-exaggerating for the purposes of this story. I did my job very well, and to the standard I should have been doing it. Thank you, Lily May.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I actually moved during COVID. So I lived in Bristol up until December 2020.
So what you're saying is you were a super spreader.
yeah. more so then than I am now, and I need to stop talking about that actually. But I moved from Bristol to Manchester for work. I always thought I'm from Staffordshire. I always thought I'd end up moving to Manchester after university, but I moved to Bristol, and I loved Bristol. It was really, really hard move for me. But I ended up making such amazing friends. I moved in with someone, and my housemate is now one of my best friends. And it was amazing. I was quite lucky that I got to still go to work for a lot of time, because I was technically a key worker, because I worked in public service broadcasting. So I was able to go into work. It was still quite difficult and draining dealing with the news, because it was so horrible, and you were hearing firsthand about a lot of people's experiences, which I'm sure you guys were, I guess, on phone lines as well, which is really tough. But I don't know. I quite liked how small my world became for a bit, in a way that I never had experienced before. And it felt like a lot of people were more grateful for the connections that they did have. And, you know, the distance that was put between a lot of people, I think, gave them a greater appreciation. And of course, not everyone was able to appreciate those things because of how dire their situation was. And I feel very lucky that it wasn't that bad, and I was able to work throughout, and everyone had different challenges. But I do feel like, I don't think there's any person that's the same that they were pre-COVID than they are now.
Well, I think I just really enjoyed the time off, but I also remember thinking, I can't get back up on stage and do what I used to do. I became like this little recluse. My garden never looked nicer.
Your garden was gorgeous.
How gorgeous was it? And I would never have been able to get my flowers like that again.
Yeah.
They were watered every morning, noon and night, and I don't care if there was a hose pipe ban.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it out there right now. And water companies are making a fucking fortune off us, and the gas, and all of them.
Bastards.
And I was like, fuck off, hose pipe ban. There's been a leak up the street, fucking pissing water out for fucking 3 weeks.
Yeah.
If you're that fucking precious about it, go and fix the leak with all the money that you're rinsing off us.
For
anywho,
sure.
Anywho. It was mad. Mad. But I also will never get that time again to just be.
Yeah. Just to
sounds
exist.
Sounds very deep, doesn't it?
To just
be at one. I bought a hammock. until I got really fat over lockdown and sat on it and broke it and the nail hit me in the head.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was actually, it was like a booby trap.
And I just fell on the floor and I tilted my head forward like that and the blood, I could hear the blood physically pouring out on the floor. And I like pushed and put pressure on it while my ex-boyfriend's mum or auntie went to three chemists to buy butterfly stitches and my ex-boyfriend put butterfly stitches in it so that we didn't have to go to the hospital.
Oh yeah.
Because COVID was like rife.
Yeah.
But obviously they were all in my bubble so they were okay to be in the garden.
Exactly. What weird time.
What weird time.
What a weird time.
For me, what the most ridiculous things of COVID was, and we still see them, I think the most reminiscent places we can find them now are in places like Poundlands and B&M's and shops like that are just random bits of PVC plastic that you can doesn't really do anything.
Yeah. Mm. Just up in the shop still, some of that. They're just not
the worst
taking that
ones
down.
Are those ones on wheels.
Yeah.
Like just an A-frame on wheels that you could wheel about and just stop putting between two people.
Oh, put yeah. That.
Do you remember Holly and Phil on This Morning having their first hug?
Oh my God. That was the beginning of the end for them.
Like they were mixing and mingling backstage.
Don't fucking believe it. Load of shite. Ah, fucking hell. Well,
some funny times, some sad times. And I think as well, like we do forget there was a lot of people lost.
There was actually quite a lot of people lost.
You know, a lot of the vulnerable people in the society we did lose, and it is a shame. Mm. So
we move on to the next letter then, love.
Thanks for that one.
Thank you.
Martin, he, him. Do you want to listen? Do you want to read that one?
Yeah, Martin says, when driving to work, I listen to the Gossip Gays, obviously, but the drive is over an hour, so I have some more time left after the pod. So to get in the mood for the flight, she must be an air hostess.
Oh yeah.
I always listen to Move into Heated by Beyonce.
Woo!
You know, thrash them words out at the end of Heated. What's your getting ready song on the way to the club or the gig or the just get you in the mood? Love always, Virgin Crew.
Oh, I love Virgin that. Crew.
Martin, one of the air fairies there.
Trolley dolly.
Yeah.
Speaking of Beyonce's album's dropped. Cowboy Carter is currently out. It's now Monday. It came out Friday. We've not this moment in time of recording, we don't even know anything. Really.
We don't even know if it's any fucking good.
But there's apparently loads of collaborations on there. One of them speculated is Taylor Swift.
I do.
One of them speculated is Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
I will die.
Telephone Part 2.
Telephone Part 2, baby.
Telephone Part 2.
I mean, we're speculating this now, it's out, and people listening are going to know what it is.
People be laughing at us.
Yeah, be like, ha ha.
Yeah.
But I love listening to Move into Heated by Beyonce.
And I love listening to the alleged collab with Susan Boyle. She's doing a Susan Boyle collab, a classical. Why are you looking at me like that?
Where? Who?
On this new album.
No, Beyonce. You're chatting shit.
She's doing a classical.
Why Susan Boyle?
Because it's like a classical. Line dance.
And actually also
you're lying.
Subo,
you're chatting shit. I can see it in your face.
Subo is huge in America.
Subo's massive in America. They love the wee little Scottish lassie.
No, she's not. She's not doing nothing at the minute.
She's doing loads at the minute. She still lives in that council house.
I'm on Susan Boyle watch. She's not doing nothing at the minute. All right.
Anyway, my song of the moment, and I cannot stop listening to it, is Escapism by Ray.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen to Radio 1 on the way into Radio 1 every morning, and then when I get to there's a place I get to past Gay Sainsbury's in Manchester, if you know it. I flick over to my iPhone because I like to listen to who's on in the morning before and just get a vibe for the radio. And then I switch it over and I get two rounds of Escapism by Ray on, usually live at Monopolis, either the original track or the one with the orchestra, because I love that.
Organ. Boom. I love the organ,
me. I do. Mm. I love an organ. So yeah, have you got a get ready song, Sam?
It depends what for. On my runs at the minute, I'm really enjoying listening to Orville Peck.
What the fuck's that? Is that
Orville Peck?
It's country artist, isn't it?
Yeah, gay country artist.
I thought that was a puppet from back in the
80s. Oh, Orville.
No.
Yeah, that green fucking...
That fucking hanging puppet. Why were puppets big in the 80s for television?
I love a puppet. They're
everybody
not big
loves
anymore.
You don't have to pay them, I suppose.
You don't have to pay them.
It's only one wage.
They're going to make a
one wage, but price of two.
What would you do if you found out Ant Parkland was a puppet just hosted by Declan Donald this whole time?
Wouldn't surprise me.
I think he'd like Orville Peck.
Ooh, do you? Is he fit?
No one knows.
What?
Where's
the
mask?
Is he the one with the thing on his face?
The guy with the mask, yeah.
Like the beads?
Yeah, the beads.
Yeah, he wears a mask.
And he's ripped, isn't he?
He does a lot of country music. Yeah, it's great. No, I like it. It's good on a run.
I don't like a male vocal at all.
I do.
At all. No.
Oh, right. Well, you cry at my show.
That's because you're my friend. Right. But if I didn't know you, I probably wouldn't listen to you.
Really?
No. Wow. Sorry.
So what do you listen to then to have you up, Billy?
Just the females.
Wow. Yeah.
Is there any particular songs?
Obviously, like Britney Spears and shit like that. But when I'm going into work and I want to feel like
pumped,
I stick Kim Petras on.
Really?
I stick some Charlie XCX on.
Wow.
And I love Prada. Prada.
Is that your fave?
At the minute, yeah.
God's trip is to my face.
But it's probably going to be the new Beyonce album now that I'm getting into that.
What, fucking country and western?
No, because it's not a country album. It's a Beyonce album. She said that. So it's not going to be strictly country. There's no way. She doesn't do that. Yeah. Just like...
Renaissance
wasn't a full dance album. It had dance songs on there and it's classed as a dance album, but the songs on there that are not dance, like Cuff It, that's not a dance song. It's a good song. I love all the songs. But yeah. It's a Beyonce album, not a country one dance.
I do like that as a sort of... Just to make it very clear of what to expect.
For sure.
And Beyonce's just in her own... field, isn't she? She's just doing her own thing, which is amazing.
Taylor Swift's got a new album coming out. When's that out?
19th of April.
Just dead quick, what do you think it's gonna be?
Because I heard that's what
I hope she's going back to like
shite music.
No, I think
I watched the thing on Disney Plus the other night.
Eras,
mate,
it's not for you, that's fine.
It's not for me, and I get that she's important for so many,
very important.
Yeah, but I want to know who's in charge of her hair, who's in charge of her outfits. And the staging, the lighting was incredible.
Oh,
one
yeah.
of the best shows I've ever seen, staging and lighting wise.
Very good staging.
Very, very good. Top quality. And actually, I will say, fair is fair, she had vocal moments that were good.
Oh, for sure. She is a good, really good singer. Great songwriter.
Good.
3.5 hours.
Too long.
In your opinion.
That is long, though. It is long for a show, that.
Yeah, I want to see it in the cinema, and I'm going to go see it live.
Oh, wow.
In June, yeah.
Wow.
Will you cry?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Oh, 100%. Taylor Swift makes me very emotional. Her songwriting is beautiful. And I've been a Taylor Swift fan for a long time, and I didn't get to see her on her last tour, which was the Reputation tour. I couldn't afford tickets at the time, and it's my favourite album. So this is like the first time I'm going to be able to see her, and it'll be her first UK date in Edinburgh. And I'm also standing, which I'm a bit terrified of standing for that long, but like... I can't imagine. It's. I try not to think about it.
Save the tears for June.
I'm when I say hey, I want to know who's in charge of hair and makeup. I just feel like for such a big pop star, it could just be a little bit more elevated, that side of it. I love that about pop. You know.
Yeah.
No matter the gender.
Yeah.
I don't mind that she's not for everyone though. Like it's okay that people don't like her, and
I don't
that.
Know her enough.
Yeah.
I just had it on while I had some friends over for a wine, so.
I often
And there was
I
moments I was
that.
Zoned in. There was some great staging and lighting, and like it felt big.
It's high budget.
It felt big. Yeah, it felt like budget. Queen of Pop.
Yeah,
big.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
She just didn't look it.
Oh, bless her. Shall we have a break there?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's have a break.
Get a bit of Taylor Swift
I'll put
on
some,
in the
yeah, bait. I'll convince you of the Swift.
What would you say her best song is?
Her best song? That's just too difficult. I'm not very good with picking one of anything, unfortunately.
That's why your last relationship didn't work.
Yeah, let's just go to the break there.
The Gossip Gaze. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome back to Us, the Gossip Gays. We just had some Taylor Swift on in the studio then. Dan's not convinced, but Lily May's obviously trying to push it.
Plucking away.
Can I just say, when you actually go see your queen for the first time, first time I was close to Britney Spears, seeing her like up in the flesh, my legs went to jelly and I had to hold on to the bar.
Wow.
I nearly collapsed in terms of euphoria, I think it was.
Wow.
I don't know how else to describe it.
I love that, the power of like
the power of
the power of the art.
Yeah. It does something to your body. Like, physically, I nearly fell to the ground.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like, move that bus. You know what it's like? Move that bus. And they, like, reveal the house and everybody collapses. That was me when Britney Spears came out once.
What, you weren't shouting it to Britney?
Move that bus. I was, like, physically convulsing. It was nuts.
See, when I saw Britney, she was in Manchester.
Oh, she
and
was
it was really sad.
Yeah.
It was like,
she was like
real...
a robot.
Real, and obviously we've seen her speak about the conservatorship since, and she was like, I didn't put effort in because I didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
Mm. And she feels bad on the fans now, but you could tell.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think, for someone who was meant to be like the queen of pop at one point, could see her crouching behind a piano waiting to come on.
Oh, yeah.
And she just, like, the light just turned on and she jumped up from behind the piano and she's like, hey! And she literally
Britney.
Got pulled from left to right by the dancers. It was...
like a puppet.
It was really sad.
Well, I was going to say, actually, because we were talking about the pandemic before as well, Taylor Swift brought out two albums during the pandemic, surprise albums, and they really helped me through the pandemic. They're really gorgeous albums. Don't know if you guys would like them, but the Folklore and Evermore are really beautiful, beautiful albums and really show off her like lyricism to, I think, the highest degree. And I do recommend, if you're going through anything ever, Happiness by Taylor Swift, breakups, family shit, friendship stuff, it is, for lyrics, just like a handhold and a hug through any scenario, and it's genuinely beautiful. And I think, like, she has got amazing pop bangers, but those two albums are really something special, so I highly recommend.
Wow, there you go, that's listener. Put that in your fucking pipe and listen to it. So something we're going to have now is Sam with LGBT news, which we used to do every week, but we're switching up the segments, but we're not at this in a while.
And you know what?
It's gay news.
There we go.
I loved that.
You're welcome.
So, right, we'll start off by saying that as of a few days ago, it's been 10 years since the first gay marriage in England and Wales. A decade of the gays getting married.
I don't know what that was. I was trying to make a noise with me.
Get your ASMR out. Gay marriage came into effect in England and Wales on 29th of March 2014. Mm-hmm. The first gay couple to get married here was Peter McGrace and David Cabriza.
Yeah.
Sorry if I butchered those names. And they got married at midnight.
It's Peter McGrace.
McGrace?
I think so. I've interviewed them both before.
Oh.
Camp? Well, we'll talk about that in a sec. Mm-hmm. But they got married at midnight as it came into effect. Yeah. Loads of LGBT couples got married that day, but they were the first, theoretically.
Oh, right. Attention-seeking twats. I'm joking.
Danny, you've interviewed them.
I've interviewed both of them for my BBC podcast, Danny Beard on Same-Sex Love and Marriage, which is available now on BBC iPlayer and BBC... BBC Sounds, not iPlayer.
Because I was trying to find out if they're still together.
They're still together.
Beautiful.
And there's lots of anecdotes on there from their wedding. I speak to a lot of different people from across the community. Two gorgeous black lesbians who were involved with Black Pride and just how what gay marriage means to so many different people in our community. So to celebrate that, it would be actually quite a good listen. It was all recorded over Zoom, which made it a little bit trickier for me because I like to be like we are now in a studio and I think everything just sounds a little bit nicer. But it was really great and I got to work with some really great producers and people from the BBC on it. It's a good podcast actually.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, Danny Beard, Same Sex, Love and Marriage, BBC Sounds.
There we go.
Do you know who else is celebrating a decade of gay marriage on live TV?
Miss Lorraine Killer.
Yes. Lorraine Kelly is going to be reprising the role of Lorraine Kelly on her show, The Lorraine Kelly Show. She did last week to have a gay couple getting married in studio.
I love that.
Wow.
Love that. I was going to be doing that.
What a great way to get a cheap wedding.
Yeah.
Through Lorraine.
The footage, you know what I mean?
Exactly. It's all filmed professionally. Yeah. There we go. I mean, I might get married on there.
And you don't have to invite too many people then, because you can only fit so many, so you don't have to worry about that.
In a way, everyone's invited. They can watch.
That's what I was going to be involved on when I said that I was going to be on Lorraine, by the way, but we went in another direction, so...
Lorraine did it.
Lorraine hates me again. She doesn't. We all love each other. We're friends.
Do you guys have any thoughts on 10 years of gay marriage? Billy, you actually said you felt like it'd been longer.
I felt like it'd been longer. 10 years doesn't feel that long. No. At all. Mm-mm. Like, I'm like, stuff that happened 10 years ago, I'm like, it doesn't feel that long ago. You know?
Well, I mean, actually, not to bring it back to pandemic, but that felt like ages ago.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think that really slowed down the passage of time for a bit.
For sure. I mean, it should be longer. We should always be able to get married if we want, but it is what it is.
Yeah, well, that's why milestones like this matter, right?
Yeah.
Because... it's only been like 10 years that you've actually been able to get married in England, Wales, a little less in Scotland by a few months, and then about 5 years less in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's still some places in the world where you can't. And don't forget, in the 70s, just after homosexual acts were decriminalised, the government actually introduced a same-sex marriage ban.
Wow.
In the 70s.
And just recently, Russia's added LGBTQ... Mm. It's anti-laws. Anything to do with it is classed as terrorism.
Yeah, but they described it as the LGBTQ movement as an extremist agenda. Yeah.
And they've also just arrested two people on this new law, bartenders or bar owners, who had like a discreet gay bar on like the down low, and the gays used to go in there, like obviously on the down low. Anyway, they've raided it, arrested the two people, and that's hit the news.
Awful.
So this is why so far this matters. But more positive note, 10 years down, many more to go.
Yeah.
You have the right to get married and the right to get divorced. Not right now.
Would you get married, Billy?
I would, yeah, but I'd want to do it like in Vegas.
Would you want to get married, Lily May?
I like the idea of a big party. I don't know if I like the idea of marriage.
Mm. Which is kind of what I came to on my same-sex love and marriage podcast, actually. Mm. Because it was what I took away from everyone's special day and how queer people do things our own way. Because don't forget, 10 years isn't that long.
No.
And we don't have to follow in the footsteps of the cishet community. We can do things our own way, and a lot of people do. And that's what I love about gay marriages, is doing it your own way. So like you're saying Vegas, or I think I'd do it like in reverse and do like a massive honeymoon.
Right.
Come back nice tanned.
Yeah.
Then get married.
Looking gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then throw a big party. Married at midnight.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I liked the idea of a wedding week, in which I go somewhere for a week and it's nice. It's me and my partner at the start of the week, and we have our private ceremony, maybe with just a couple of witnesses. Then we have what would be maybe our closest friends or family or whatever, and we'd spend some time with them, going to a
That'd
spa
be gorgeous,
or whatever.
A big country manor.
Yeah, and then at the end of the week, you'd have a big party with everyone, and you'd have all the Fireworks. Photos, and you'd have maybe a video of the ceremony that you could show everyone, and then you'd just have a party to celebrate. It.
Love that.
And I imagine all the money feels like it would go in the right places and on the right experiences.
Yeah.
But I don't
savvy
see.
Lady.
Thank you.
To be fair, there's different cultures around the world who their weddings do last a week.
Yeah.
So fab.
Ideas. Also, I wanted to mention, because we actually covered this on the show I produce on Radio 1 last Sunday.
Stop talking that you work for Radio 1. You're not the only one.
Radio 1 off. But something that we brought up in the conversation there was that it was obviously illegal for gay men to have sex, but it was never illegal for gay women to have sex. Mm. And generally speaking, it's because they were either presumed that was not a thing that could happen, or they didn't want to like promote that women could be with other women because that was so dangerous to put that idea in people's head that they didn't even want to make it a law and put that idea in people's head. And also there's probably an element of women being completely forgotten about also.
And also yeah, I think there's an element of that is toxic masculinity. It's what it doesn't matter what a woman does in these people's minds that create this, because let's be honest, they're misogynistic, homophobic, but the fact of a man being effeminate or like a woman is so jarring to them. It's just weird.
Yeah, 100%.
What else is in the news, dearie?
Well, this one's potentially quite exciting. Ooh. So developments in IVF could mean that LGBTQ plus couples will be able to have their own biological children.
I love that.
So the treatment, it's not actually IVF, it's actually IVG.
Mm-hmm. IV gay.
Yeah, that's what it means. It just means it's very gay. Yeah. IVG. So I'm going to really oversimplify this.
Please do, because it seems like it might be complicated.
Yeah. Get two sperms and bash them together with frugal force.
Close.
Put them up into a womb. Woomy of a goat.
Us. Just so close. The process basically revolves around replacing the DNA of a donated egg with one of the partner's DNA using their skin cells.
Right.
And then the other partner would then inseminate the egg, so you end up with an egg that has both partners' DNA.
Right.
Would you do that? What would happen if you did that with the same DNA? So you could have a baby with yourself.
I imagine it would probably be a bit fucked up.
Yeah.
Because you need a mix of
I never thought
genes.
About that as I said it. Yeah, of course. That would be...
probably not great.
That'd also be like cloning yourself.
So actually...
You know, it'd be like a clone.
Yeah. Well, actually, the thing that makes this treatment different from cloning is because it has a... Because some people have compared this to cloning.
Yeah.
But the reason it is different from cloning is because you do have a mix of genetics in there.
Right.
So I think what you're describing is actually closer to cloning.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
we don't need another Danny Beard in the world right now.
I was thinking. Think of the revenue.
The legacy.
You wouldn't have to pay the band no more. They could all play the instruments.
I know.
Danny Beard and
Danny Beard and the Beards.
Yeah, Danny Beard and the Beards.
Danny and the Beards.
Danny and the Beards.
Yeah.
Just so we know, when I keep saying, you know, this could happen and stuff like that, basically scientists have successfully done this with mice.
They've not done it with human. No.
They've not done it with human yet. They've just in that. This is all in the testing stage.
Oh, we're ages away. But then. Theoretically,
I'm not saying next month we can go get a baby Billy. It's a bit of time, but the idea is the science
I'd
is there.
I'd do that 100%. I'd do that.
The scientists who've been doing this, they did say that the goal is to produce eggs for patients who don't have their own eggs. So there are multiple implications of this. It means that gay men could have biological children together.
Yeah.
It also means trans women or women who weren't able to produce viable eggs could do so.
Oh,
so this
cool.
isn't just for gay men. It also means that trans women or even women who might not be able to produce eggs for various different health reasons would be able to. So it's not just for gay men.
My sister said she'd give me an egg.
Really?
Then it'd be my DNA technically still.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
That's one way of thinking about it.
She'd say, have an egg. I don't need it.
Happy Easter.
I'll lose it once
Happy
a month.
Happy Easter. What, a Cadbury's cream?
Caramel egg.
Oh, just, I hate them. Horrible. Horrible.
Just one thing, because I feel like someone will ask. No, currently this treatment wouldn't work for two biological females.
Oh, okay.
Because that you still need sperm in the mix. Because it's all about replacing the DNA in eggs.
Right.
But there have been... there's been a lot of research. People have been trying to do this since 2007 to suggest that you could actually take someone's bone marrow and create like a sperm replacement from that. So if scientists got that off the ground, you'd be able to have a child of two biological women. And this has been
a bone marrow baby.
Bone marrow baby.
Angin.
And people have used this since 2007 to say that one day men will be unnecessary.
That's gorgeous.
I don't think it's necessary for me personally to have a child. It has to be my DNA. Like
my boyfriend was like, no, I want my own.
Like, I'm not desperate to have my own offspring in quotations. Like, it doesn't need to be my DNA or I'm not like that way inclined.
There's so many kids out there that need a loving home and that's what they've got.
That's definitely how I feel. I think I would rather adopt if I was going to.
cook, just can't much.
But
kids,
I would do have my own like that.
But I think one thing I do really like about this treatment in particular is actually even just some comments of people like reading articles and stuff, like trans women basically like saying that they're crying just reading about it and thinking of having their own biological children, because that is probably the most gender affirming thing for them.
For sure.
So I think having that exist as an option for people who essentially it is quite devastating for them if they weren't able to.
Yeah, especially if they really wanted their own genetics. Mm. But loads of people can have babies, but not everybody can be parents.
Oh.
Oh, there final thought of the day.
There if you're listening, Tracer. How funny. Thanks, Sam. You know what? I love that section.
Yeah.
Is anyone who's always learned
from that, that's Sam? It. I've closed the laptop now.
Okay. You didn't mention that Grindr's 15 years old.
Yeah, because, you know, I'd looked at it and I was like, what? 10th anniversary of gay marriage or 15 years of Grindr? Which one do I want to talk about
How
today?
How mad Grindr was around 5 years before gay marriage.
Yeah.
Wow.
The
Grindr effect.
Do you think it's done good for the community or worse? Grindr. Specifically.
I think it's good.
It depends on what.
I think it's given men the same opportunities to find people that straight people have.
Yeah.
However, part of that, just due to the nature of men, it has become a toxic hellhole sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's
but
very toxic.
I think at least...
Billy's got a toxic hellhole.
Or because of Grindr, yeah. But I think it's at least provided opportunities for gay men to exist.
Agreed.
Because if I wouldn't just come across queer people.
But I think, like we were speaking about when we spoke about chemsex, there's a lot of people that I think have been wound up in that world that maybe wouldn't have without the app.
For sure.
And I think there's more the app can do to help.
I agree. And I also think it's taken a lot of queer people out of queer spaces as well, because the autonomy to be able to get it on your phone and just lay in bed. Mm-hmm. Whereas before, you had to go out and find it, I guess, if you wanted to meet some queer people. You had to physically go out and go to queer spaces.
That's the thing. So in a way, especially when you... So I wasn't talking about queer space, but like some people would rely on, particularly like the 70s and 80s, like cruising and stuff like that. So it is a safer way to do that.
Bring back cruising.
However, on the flip side, Grindr also has its own dangers.
For sure.
So it's strange where it's really changed things, but also it's got way more to do with how people use it than the actual thing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I think a lot of
people. Yeah, I was just laughing at you getting there.
I feel like more people are maybe coming away from Grindr, or is that just like me? I don't know.
I think a lot more people are becoming sober, moving away from Grindr, really reassessing what life is. But maybe that's also because it's the age we are.
Older.
Maybe if we were 23 and 22, we wouldn't be. But then I also know there's a lot of 22, 23-year-olds that don't.
The Gossip Gaze.
Well, is that it?
That's it. We've had a lovely week.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back on Thursday.
Main episode, yeah.
We've only got a few more weeks left of Billy.
Yeah, I actually go away this week, because it's Monday now, so I go away on Thursday. I'm going to South Africa. I can't do the accent. It's quite hard.
It's quite hard, the South African accent.
Morgan's very good at it. She is South African.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Funny that.
So, yeah, I'm going to South Africa. His sister's getting married, and then we're having a little 2-week holiday. I've not been away where I've not had to DJ.
Yeah.
So, it's an actual holiday.
I'm surprised they've not asked you to do the wedding.
I'm going to say no to any sort of family events where they ask me to DJ.
Great.
Don't like doing it.
Same.
I want to be involved.
Same.
Don't stick me in a corner and like be antisocial to everybody. Like, why would I want to do that?
You wouldn't.
I want to have a good time, baby.
Well, you could make someone a play. You could make someone a mix.
Oh yeah, for a fee.
Yeah,
for sure. But yeah, I'm doing that, and then I've booked a safari, and I'm going to see the animals.
So jealous.
So yeah, I can't
wait. That is my dream, to go on a safari.
Can't fucking wait.
Well, I'll be in the studio, and wonder which celebrity guest will be sitting in for you.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Exciting. Well, tune in and listen.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that we've now started like replacing you with.
Yeah, replace me with famous people.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that I'm the least famous person to host my own podcast.
And every single one asks very nicely if they can replace you permanently. Every single one.
Thank you.
The answer's no.
If you want to get in touch with the podcast, share a dilemma, funny story, or
anything else, camp, crazy, and cuckoo, I'm joking, go on, Sam.
You can get in touch by sending us a WhatsApp, text, notes, voice notes, go wild. You can DM us on Insta, that's @GossipGazePod,
or fill in our form. Mm-hmm. If you wish to remain a non, a nonny, a non a dick, a non am I, just say. We will never out you, and we can even disguise your voice. Head over to this episode's description to find out more. And if you've been crazy enough to action our advice, we'd love you to get back in touch and let us know how that went. We mm-hmm. give advice all the time and we're not really getting feedback. Look, we'll be back with a new main episode on Thursday. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.
The Gossip Case.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.